Sutovac. I guess I should read Sanskrit and translation or just read translation? What do you all want me to do? That's a translation. Okay. So this is a text one, Sutovac. Atharvavit Sumantascha. If someone has a phone, you can go on a phone. Shishyam adhyapat payat svakam svakam samhitam sopi pathyaya veda darshaya choktavan. Should I synonyms, translation, word to word? Sutavacha. Sutta Goswami said, Atharvaved, the expert knowledge of the Atharva Veda. Sumantu, Sumantu, Cha, and Sishyam, to his disciple, Adhyapayat, instructed, Svakam, his own. Samhitam, collection. Sa, the disciple of Sumantu. Api, also. Pathyaya, to Pathya. Veda Darshaya, to Veda Darsha. Cha, and. Uktavan, spoke. Translation and purports by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sutta Goswami said, Sumantu Rishi, the authority on the Atharva Veda, taught this Samhita to his disciple Kadam Kambada, who in turn spoke it to Pathya and Veda Darsha. Purport. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, Atharva Vedam Samuni Sumantur Amita Dhyuti Shishyam Adhyapayam Asha Kambadham Sopicha Vida Kritvatu Veda Darshaya Tatha Pathyaya Dattavan. The sage Sumantu, whose brilliance was immeasurable, taught the Atharvaveda to his disciple Kabandha. Kabandha in turn divided it into two parts and passed them down to Veda Darsha and Pathya. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is mentioning the commentary on this that the seventh chapter describes the branches of the Atharva Veda and the ten characteristics of Puranas, Purana, as well as an enumeration of the Puranas. The name of the disciple of Sumantu is Kabandha according to Vishnu Purana. So how is Vishnu Purana, how is coming in, repeating in the cyclic succession? Okay, text second, translation. Sauklayani Brahmabali Modosha and Piplayani were disciples of Veda Darshan. So we heard of Veda Darshan. Now these are his disciples. So what he Vedasa gave this knowledge to to all of them. Hear from me also the names of the disciples of Pathya. There is another one, Pathya, will be heard in his day. My dear Brahmana, they are Kumuda, Sunaka, and Jajali, of whom, all of whom knew the Atharva Veda very well. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Vedadarsa divided his edition of Atharvada into four parts and instructed them to his four disciples. Pathya divided his edition into three parts and instructed it into the three disciples mentioned here. Text 3. Babru and Sandhyavayan, disciples of Sunaka, studied the two divisions of their spiritual master's compilation of the Atharvaveda. Sandhyavayan's disciple Savarna and disciples of other great sages also studied this edition of Atharvaveda. Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur is writing commentary. Babru was the disciple of Sunaka. Sandhyavayan's disciple Savarna and others his disciples studied this. Text 4. Nakshatra Kalpa, Shanti Kalpa, Kashyapa, Angirasa and others were also among the acharyas of the Atharva Veda. Now, O sage, listen as I name the authorities of Puranic literature. Text 5. Translation. Prayaruni, Kashyapa, Savarni, Akrat Prana, Vaishampayana and Harita are the six masters of the Puranas. Text 6. Each of them studied one of the six anthologies of the Puranas from my father, Romaharshan. So Suta Goswami's father was Romaharshan, and Romaharshan was the disciple of Srila Vyasadeva. I became the disciple of the six authorities. He mentioned in the previous verse the six authorities, so he became their disciple. And thoroughly learned all their presentations of Puranic wisdom. So in the commentary on this sloka, Srila Chakravarti Thakur is writing that Suta's father was Somaharshan. I was the student of the six authorities, the Suta Goswami. Okay. Text 7. Romaharshan, as we read, disciple of Vyasadeva, divided the Puranas into four basic compilations. Sage Kashyapa and I, along with Savarni and Akratvrana, a disciple of Rama, learned these four divisions. Vyasa Sishyat means from Romaharshana. So from Romaharshana, different disciples now. Okay. Text 8. O Saunaka, please hear with attention the characteristics of Purana, which have been defined by the most eminent learned Brahmanas in accordance with Vedic literature. And here Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is mentioning that this is more or less a summary of what Sukadeva had already said in the beginning, which is we will read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 4, appearance of Narada. Everything what is said here is there. Only in this one is the different names are given. And then, of course, we'll talk about Srila Vyasadeva, how he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, why he was not happy by compiling all the Puranas and Mahabharata, which will come in the fourth canto, and we will read that. And last text 9 and 10. O Brahmana, authorities on the matter understanding a Purana to contain 10 characteristic topics. Right? We know that. Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, mentioned the 10 characteristics of Srimad Bhagavatam. which is here said. The creation of this universe, sub-creation of worlds and beings, the maintenance of all living beings, their sustenance, the rule of various manus, the dynasties of great kings, the activities of such kings, annihilation, motivation, and the Supreme Self. These are the 10 characteristics of which Srimad Bhagavatam we know. The different cantos are described different characteristics. Other scholars state that the great Puranas deal with these 10 topics, while lesser Puranas may deal with 5. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the samambonam of the, all the Puranas, Nigam Kalpatarur Galitam, and it describes all the 10 characteristics. But the other Puranas, which doesn't describe 10 characteristics, they describe the 5 characteristics, not all 10. So this will be mentioned in this purport here. Purport. The 10 subjects of a great Purana are also described in the second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, 10th chapter, text 1. Shishuka Vaja, Atra Sargo Visargascha, Stanam Poshanam Uttayaha, Manvantare Shanu Katha, Nirodho Muktir Ashrayaha. Shri Sukadeva Goswami said, in the Srimad Bhagavatam there are 10 divisions of statements regarding the following. The creation of the universe, sub-creation, planetary systems, protection by the Lord, the creative impetus, the change of manus, the science of God, returning home back to Godhead, liberation and samambhoni. These are the 10 characters of Srimad Bhagavatam. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Puranas such as Srimad Bhagavatam deal with these 10 topics, whereas lesser Puranas deal with only 5, as stated in Vedic literature. So now we are going to see what are the five mentioned in other Puranas. Sargascha Pratisargascha, Vamso Manvantarani cha, Vamsanu Charitam Cheti, Puranam Pancha Lakshanam. Creation, secondary creation, the dynasties of kings, the reigns of manus, and the activities of various dynasties are the 5 characteristics of a Purana. Puranas covering 5 categories of knowledge are understood to be secondary Puranic literature. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained that the 10 principal topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are found within the each of the 12 cantos. Right? We studied that. One should not try to assign each of these 10 topics to a particular canto. Nor should the Srimad Bhagavatam be artificially interpreted to show that it deals with the topics successively. The simple fact is that all aspects of knowledge important to human beings summarized in the 10 categories mentioned above are described with various degrees of emphasis and analysis throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is writing here, same what is mentioned in the purport. The characteristics of minor Puranas are as follows: creation, secondary creation, dynasties of kings, reigns of manus, and activities of various dynasties are the 5 characteristics of Puranas. When a Purana has a 10th characteristic, it is called a major Purana. And when it has only 5 characteristics, it is called minor Purana. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is the samambonam of the all the Puranas. Others are the secondary Puranas. So it is mentioned here about the how this Srimad Bhagavatam is ultimately the samambonam. Now Veda, what is the Veda means? Knowledge. Right? And what is the shloka in the Bhagavad Gita? From the 15th chapter? Sarvasya chaham vidisnavisto mata smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedesya sarver hama vedyo vedanta kridvedavi eva chaham. So ultimately all these Vedas, what is it, is spoken by Krishna anyhow, right? All the Vedas are spoken by Krishna and imparted to Brahma, Brahma to Nara, Nara to Vyasa. So ultimately, all Vedas' purpose is to be, all the Vedas that I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler. Krishna is saying, I am the compiler of the Vedas. And I am the knower of the Vedas too. So it is mentioned that previously, it said that Veda was one and the knowledge was transmitted from Guru to his disciple, as we read in all these shlokas. Different Vedas where if this knowledge were transferred from Guru to the disciples. We read all the names of these personalities here. And during that time, Vedas were compiled, but they were not compiled in the book form. This Guru speaks and you grasp everything. Not in this present age. Not possible. Some might be possible for some. So, and that's why it was called Shruti. Shruti means through hearing. So it's interesting that this is coming from the time hearing. Guru recite, disciple hears. At that time it was not written down. So disciple grasp everything and he transmit to his disciples, like in the cyclic succession. Vyasadev, it is mentioned that, so Vyasadev, what he did is that he divided this into four parts. It is mentioned that the originally was the Atharva Veda, according to what written in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he divided into four Vedas, which is the Sam Veda, Rig Veda, Atharva Veda, and Yajur Veda. And Srila Vyasadeva, who is the son of Parashara, and his mother was Satyavati. Satyavati was the daughter of Vasu. This is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 4. We're going to go through it because everything what we read is in the first canto, fourth chapter. It's mentioned everything, all in details. So Vyasadeva was a great personality. And when we saw the anomalies in the duties of the millennium, this happens on the earth in different ages due to the unseen force of time. Now Vyasadeva was equipped with full knowledge and could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of the Kali Yuga. Vyasadeva could see it. He could also see that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would be impatient due to lack of goodness. As we know, in the Satyuga was goodness, Treta Yuga was goodness some, but passion added. In the Dwapar Yuga is most passion, and in the Kali Yuga is mostly passion and ignorance. So Vyasadeva saw this with his transcendental vision, what's going to happen. Thus he contemplated for the welfare of the man in all stages and order of life. So he was, how these people are going to be, what will be, I should do, how can I be, how the people in the Kali Yuga will save from this age of Kali, in the degraded age, how? So, because all these Vedas were mentioning was sacrifices and austerities. He saw the sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas were means by which the people's occupations could be purified. And to simplify the process, he divided the one Veda into four in order to expand them among men. The four divisions of the original sources of knowledge were made separately, so he divided. But the historical facts and authentic stories mentioned in the Puranas are called the fifth Veda. And it is mentioned the four Vedas, which after Vedas were divided into four divisions, Paila Rishi became the professor of Rig Veda. Jaimini the professor of Sam Veda, Vaishampayan alone became glorified by the Yajur Veda. And this mentioned here the name Sumantu Muni Angira, which we mentioned from the first sloka of this verse, who was very devotedly engaged, was entrusted the Atharva Veda. And of course he says, Suta Goswami says that my father Romaharshan was entrusted with the Puranas and historical records. And here mentioned the same which we read here in the Slake chapter, fourth chapter. All these learned scholars in turn rendered their entrusted Vedas into many disciples. And we read many disciples and grand disciples. We all read the names of them. And great grand disciples. And thus the respective branches of the followers of the Vedas came into being. Thus, great sage Vyasadeva, who is very kind to the ignorant mass, edited the Vedas so they might be assimilated by less intellectual men. Now, ultimately, it is saying that all this Vedic literature is giving the three main information, and which is by Lord Chaitanya propagated that, which is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 28th chapter, text 124. And what are those? What are the three main information Lord Chaitanya gave us? Anybody knows? Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. This is what is Vedic literature is describing. Sambandha is about the living entity's eternal relationship with the Krishna, which is called Sambandha. And after that, understanding this relationship, what he does? Perform devotional service. Right? Acting accordingly is Abhideya. And when we perform devotional service, hearing, chanting, Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasinam, Archanam, Vandam, Dasyam, Asir, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, that brings to what happens? Go back, achieve the goal, which is the Prayojana. Back to Godhead is the ultimate goal of life, is called Prayojana. Now the question was here, this is in the commentary. Why have the Vedas or Vedic literature been made? It is not made. They are coming down to us by the traditional process, by hearing. So Vyasadeva was so kind for developer of this Kali Yuga. The Vedas are difficult to understand, so he divided into four. And then of course he also narrated, as we know, Mahabharata. Right? And all the Puranas. He did it. When in the Mahabharata, because people are interested in hearing the stories, pastimes, so he did that. But what he did in the middle of that Mahabharata, he also put Bhagavad Gita. It's mentioned here, the first was only one Veda, Atharva Veda. Only Atharva Veda was there. And then Vyasadeva divided into four, and as well as disciples. That's what is being written here in this commentaries. And as we talk about Lord Chaitanya, how Sambandha, Vidya and Prayojana. And the Vedan Sutra is the Janmadi Asyataha. Everything is born out of the energy of God, including us. Therefore, we call God as our Father. And this all religion accepted. God is our Father. So if God is our Father, then we have relation. As our children, we have relation with our Father. If in the family, if the son expects everything from the father, son knows that father is going to leave all the inheritance to me, but he doesn't care for the father, then there is no relationship. So if God is our father, Krishna is our father, and if everything belongs to Krishna, when we are the children of Krishna, then this is the situation. That means we have relations with the Lord, and we serve Lord, we serve Krishna. And we serve them, then all the everything else is taken care. That's what religion is meant. To bring the peace and the prosperity. But the peace comes, then the peace comes when we have relationship with the Lord, then the peace comes. Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Yatamam Santimrich. So, and then it mentions, of course, about persons who are godless, they are Naradhama, which is also, you know, the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, XV is mentioned here. And of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Purana, which is ultimately bringing us to the 10th canto, bringing us this in the line, bringing us to the pastimes of Lord Krishna himself. Is also, but the Lord, it's far out, mentioned in this commentaries. So after that, Vyasadeva compiled and Srimad Bhagavatam, but Lord Chaitanya made it very easy also. Lord Chaitanya made it more easier even that, even. And what is here mentioned, the Lord Chaitanya Of course, the mention was the Sanatan Dharma mention was the Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. Usually, when you talk about Sanatan Dharma, people talk about Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. They don't talk about after what is after Moksha. They don't talk about it. And Lord Chaitanya is mentioning that in these four Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, if there is no relationship with the Lord, then it's useless. So Lord Chaitanya was as Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentioned, Lord, mission of the Lord Chaitanya is Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanaya. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Aradhya. Aradhya means worshipable. That was the Lord Chaitanya's mission. He is the only worshipable personality. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Brajesh, Tanayas, Taddhama Vrindavanam. And as Lord Krishna is worshipable, similarly his place or pastime, Vrindavan Dham, is also worshipable. And what is the best kind of worship for Krishna? Ramya Kachit Upasana, Prajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita. The highest kind of worship is as demonstrated by the damsels of Vrindavan, the girlfriends of Krishna. So this is what Lord Chaitanya has made us easy. And by chanting Hare Krishna, we can come to uplift ourselves to the stage and worshipping all the paraphernalia which is connected with the Lord, which are none different from the Lord. I perform devotional service, we come to that stage. Okay? Any questions? Yes, sir. Right, so that's why we are so fortunate that Vyasadeva did it, but at the same time he also compiled Srimad Bhagavatam for us. So we just follow, we don't have to go through the Vedas, right? We just follow Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what we do. Because there is the other Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda and Sam Veda has particular goal for it. I am not good at it, but it is mentioned. These other three Vedas has some purpose behind it. I was reading that, I forgot it, there is, Yajur Veda has this, Sam Veda has this, it's mentioned. Follow? But ultimately he saw, as we read, ultimately was the, he saw that in the age of Kali, people will be sumandamatyo, they will not understand. So he just compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Lord Chaitanya also made it so easy. Even he said, Lord Chaitanya gave more weight on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Is that another question? Yes.
Can the Bible and the Quran be considered Veda also?
Well, as we know, the Vedic literature is the oldest literature. We know that, right? On this planet and even universe, the Vedic literature was the main literature, Vedas and of course Srimad Bhagavatam and all others. The Bible and the Qurana, they are just recently, right? According to time, place and circumstances, they were compiled, you know, recently. I mean, as we know, the Buddha came and Buddha had to stop you know, forget about the Vedas, right? Because of the animal sacrifices. And then Shankaracharya came, Lord Shiva came as Shankaracharya, and then he provided impersonal philosophy. So, ultimately, of course, if you read, the Bible is also ultimately telling to go to who? Krishna. Isn't it? Ultimately, Bible is telling to surrender to Father. Who is the Father? Krishna. So ultimately, all this different literature which is in different religion ultimately is bringing us to Krishna, and we are so fortunate, we are directly going to Krishna. Yes, Chaitanya Prabhu, he is more into it, so he can explain easily. According to time, place and circumstances, it is, you know, Jesus Christ and Amen. The Bible for the in a simple language. But ultimately the point is, ultimately as you said, the Bible is also ultimately telling to surrender to the Lord, Father. And who is that Father? Krishna is the Father. So ultimately surrender to Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada has said, right? Srila Prabhupada has said, Mother Bhagavatamika can elaborate that the real Christian, they will accept Krishna consciousness. Isn't it Srila Prabhupada has said that?
Jesus is our guru.
Huh?
He said Jesus is our guru.
I'm yeah.
Sure
she did, but I don't know what's up there. Ultimately, real Christian, they will accept Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness, because it's giving the what they have learned, but he is giving more than what they have learned in Bible, in more detail. How many devotees we know who are in Christian following strictly, but they could not get the answers what they wanted, right? And they were more inquisitive about it to gain more, and they when they saw the Srimad Bhagavatam or Isha Upanishad right away, this is what I am looking for. Because sometimes the priest in the church was not able to answer what they answered their question. So we are very fortunate. Any other question? Yes. You talking about the people in the Krishna consciousness or people in Krishna consciousness? Well, it's individual, isn't it? Everybody is on different, they are coming from different background, different level, isn't it? But the process is the same. It depends on how serious and how sincere we are to take up this process sincerely. And serious, how serious we are. That is individual, isn't it? Srila Vaishnava, compiler of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, what he is saying? He is saying that this is like a hospital. And in hospital, what do you find? Patients. Someone has a cancer, someone has pneumonia, someone has a cholera, someone has a throat problem, someone has a ear problem, different problems, someone has tooth problem, our dentist is here. Right? Different problems. And we are in the shower. Right? So different devotees, four kinds of people come to Krishna consciousness, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Right. So different. So after taking the process of Krishna consciousness, if we really want to, you know, go further up, then by seriously and sincerely we study the scriptures, chant qualitatively without committing offenses, perform devotional service, and you can uplift yourself. So it's individual. Different. We all have different anarthas within our heart. I mean, I can say for myself, I don't know all of you, right? Different anarthas. So by chanting and by rendering service, these anarthas will be removed and heart will become pure. Cheto darpan marjan, that's the whole process. So, and we have to have a faith also. It requires faith. Deep faith within our heart to follow in this process. Then we'll have to call out to Krishna at the time of the death. Of course, devotees will also. Sure, devotees will be around us. Is that? Is that? Answer your question.
I have a follow-up question. So how do you develop more faith, seriousness, and surrender?
Hearing, associating, as we are, this is sadhu, sraddha, sadha, sadhu, sangha, bhajana, kriya, anat, nivritishya. This is the step by, that's why Krishna consciousness is a science. It's not some kind of religion here presenting. It's a science. It's universal. And probably in this age of Kali is the Yuga Dharma is the holy name, Sankirtan. That's the Yuga Dharma of this age of Kali. So we with the faith we came to Krishna consciousness, with little faith we heard from someone or read the book, and we got some little faith in that, right? So we came to Krishna consciousness. Now what is next step? So the sadhu sangha, we hear, we associate with devotees, we hear from them, from devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness for so many years. We say associate with, they hear, read, right? Bhajan kriya, we chant, read, chant, perform devotional service. It's all purifying, and then gradually that anartha nivrittis, anarthas, what anarthas we have, lust, anger, moh, all this we have, so they gradually washing away, become our heart becomes pure, purified. And then of course, nishtha and ruchi and bhava and prema and all that stuff. So that's why it's scientific process. Is that? Any other question? Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Bhop.
Christopher Will. Thank you very much for your lecture. No. Stop working Fridays. My brother Naveen is there.